More than 5,000 stories. That's how many have come in this round of 3-Minute Fiction. In a few weeks, we'll announce the winner, but meantime, we thought we'd check in with our judge this round, the novelist Michael Cunningham, to see how it's going. Michael, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
So you have arrived to talk to us about some of your favorite entries so far, but I just want to ask you this question, which is, when you laid out the challenge, right, that every story has to begin, some people swore that the house was haunted, they all had to end, nothing was ever the same again after that. Just remind us why you did that.
I wanted to give all those writers out there something kind of juicy and ambiguous to work with. And if I was surprised by anything, I was surprised by how gruesome a lot of them were. Who are you people out there? What's the matter with you anyway? And of course, having said that, it turns out that one of the two that I responded to the most strongly is arguably the most shocking and gruesome in the whole batch.
Indeed. I want to, and I should mention, Michael, that all the stories we pass along to you, you do not know the name or the place where the writer is from. You just get the title and the story.
Absolutely.
You don't know the names of these people. I will reveal the names after you read them. But can you tell me about the first story you picked for us today?
Yeah, I don't think it is an entirely successful story, but it is a very original story. It was one of the relatively few I saw that took that opening line and went in an unexpected direction with it.
Can you read a few lines from it?
Yeah. While her stomach swelled, the Dixons considered the possibilities before them. To be sure, raising a child would be wonderful, but having a ghost was what made life worth living. They wanted a specter desperately. They wanted to be haunted.
Now, Michael, I have to say I was very conflicted about this story.
I had some conflicted feelings about it, too.
Because I should, just as a spoiler alert here, it ends up with a baby being killed. I'm a father. I've been a baby. So it was quite disturbing for me to read. There's been a lot of discussion online about this story, both positive and negative. But what drew you to this story?
I guess I would have to say that I found its extreme gruesomeness to be sort of brave. It's a satirical story, and I think anyone who doesn't read it as such is probably missing the point. It's a story about vain, shallow people driven to terrible lengths for something crazy that they think will make their lives better.
This idea of living in a haunted house, it was written by Kurt Favre of Tampa, Florida.
Kurt Favre, seek treatment right now.
And the entire story can be found at the website, which is npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. I want to move on to the next story you picked. It's called The Remodel, and I'll tell you who it's by. It's by Larry Herbst from Pasadena, California. You picked this one as another standout. Would you mind reading some lines from it?
I'm happy to. This is the opening. Some people swore that the house was haunted. You know me, I've seen everything. Toilets installed in living rooms, balconies you have to climb out the window to reach, even a moat with a drawbridge to the carport. That must have cost the idiot $50,000. Haunting. Now, that doesn't scare me. I can retrofit anything.
What a sign of the times. Obviously, a story about a guy trying to flip a house in this weak housing market. It's not really a haunted house. That's pretty original.
I liked this story for any number of reasons. Certainly, its originality. And, spoiler alert, what this narrator finds is that the house is sort of subtly haunted by its own past. There's nothing that shrieks, there's nothing that bumps in the night, but no amount of sheetrock or granite or track lighting will quite eradicate the house's age. And he goes through an actual change. He has an actual epiphany in 600 words, which is no small accomplishment, Larry Herbst.
That's novelist Michael Cunningham, author of the new book, By Nightfall. He is the judge of this round of 3-Minute Fiction, and you can read the full versions of both these stories and a few others at our website. That's npr.org/3-Minute Fiction. That's 3-Minute Fiction, all spelled out, no spaces. Michael, thank you so much. We'll speak soon, and keep them coming.
Thank you. I look forward to talking to you soon.